Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for the transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself. We gotta do it together. A life of wealth. We living like the living. Forever, let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be defeated. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it. Ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day, Wednesday, June 10, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Right, good
morning, TNT. It is Hump Day Wednesday. Let's get through this week, on to the next, so we can get to the next, so we can get to our payday. And I know CIA going to have something to say about that. But anyway, let's do what we do. All right, Ray, what's going on? Did we send out anything?
Okay, no updates. Nothing went out.
Nothing went out?
Not to the best of my recollection. We didn't see any updates out yesterday.
Oh.
It's all quiet.
All right, let's check with Twitter. Did we send anything out on Twitter?
Oh, did you do a tweet? I think you did. We'll have to go back and look at those and see. Monday? No, you didn't even send a tweet out on Tuesday. The last one you sent out was on June the 7th. Just keeps getting better today. And that was on that article about voting on the budget.
All right. So
we pretty much chilled on the 9th.
Yep. We did. They did. Articles came out, guys, just so you know, about today's meeting. They already had the meeting. Nothing happened. You know, they were having talking about the budgets, talking about the reforms. They did vote some changes in. They haven't made them all public yet. Some laws for the financial reforms. So we have to wait and see what they are. Pretty much, yeah, it was a ho-hum day. Pretty much ho-hum today. The only thing we do know is they're continuing to say they are going to complete all of the reforms that the people wanted. We know they're trying to get it done by the 1st of July. They said if oil gets to $45 a barrel, they won't have to have any changes with people's salaries, which they probably won't have. So they didn't say when the next meeting is going to be. This will probably be sometime next week. And we all know, because we are denarians, and we've been doing this for years, at this point, they're just trying to drag this out until the end of the month so they can make the change. They did say they were going to implement the taxes on the salaries this month, which is good for us. So Iraq is moving forward, having meetings, being public, being transparent about what they're doing, and getting things done, which I absolutely like. Now, a key thing that we probably weren't looking at and should look at either way is the strategic agreement with the U.S. getting done. And they had 6 basic points for that agreement. But we knew that was going to happen. We know they're going to come to an agreement. We know the U.S. is not leaving Iraq. And Pompeo, one of us, says we're going to support Iraq financially and physically. And that is against ISIS. And we're only going to do that if we stay there when the RV happens and life is getting better, which is all happening. So, contacts who I told you about yesterday on this side are still saying things are happening this month. It's being reinforced by some other locations. They absolutely have a date. Absolutely. And are sticking to it. And we'll just see if it happens or not. But what we need to know is this month. But I will calm you down and say it's not this week, but it is this month. So do what I told you to do on Monday. Well, do what you want to do. But I always suggest. I had somebody call me and said, Tony, I went out right after the call. After the call, and I got 2 million more dollars. I said, that makes you 2 million times smarter than a whole lot of people. So do that. All right, Ray, let's do it.
All right. B-Barb. D Barb says the most important question is, did we receive the 800 number yet? Duh. D Barb
didn't
listen to too many other folks, because you guys know how I feel about that, listening to other folks and then asking us questions to confirm it. Because the next question says, are we the 4B internet group being squeezed out on the contract rates, or possibly squeezed out altogether? And where did that come from? But anyway, I'll let you respond.
Okay, we are the internet group. They can put A, B, C, D, whatever these guys keep trying to put in there, and 4A, 4B, next we're going to be 4C. It was 1, 2, 3, 4. But anyway, we are not being squeezed out, period. We already went through that. That's why We Are the People came to life, because they were trying to do that. We're not being squeezed out of the contract rate, period. I told you one bank is going to do it differently, because they decided that's how they were going to do it. That was their contract with the Treasury. I don't know what the other banks are doing. None of them has said they were going to do it like this. Before, everybody said, ask for the contract rate and you get it. One bank has said they're going to divide it up and try and still give more to the people who have more, and will leave it there longer. Great business decision. Again, each bank has their own contract with the Treasury on how they're going to process the exchanges. So that's for you to try to find out. Make some phone calls, look around. Come here as we work together to see where the best opportunity is for us to discuss it. Either way, so think about it. Okay? Let me see. All right. All right, what's next?
Sons 34 says, last October, the riots stopped the RV. They didn't have a budget then. Why do we need a budget now to RV?
Because they did have a budget, and they were going to pass the budget. They just didn't get to it, and they were always going to do it at the last moment, just like they're trying to do now, pass it right before they make the announcement. They were going to make the announcement then, when all hell broke loose. But we also saw that change was coming. So the rate is in the budget. Trust me. All right, what's next?
Sunstar says, Tony and Ray, do you know of or heard if any credit unions in the U.S. will offer a contract rate on the dinar, dong, or zim?
No, I don't.
Me either. I know credit unions will be involved in the exchange, some of them, from what we have reports on, but not the contract rate. Okay, next question says, do you believe Parliament and the CBI will complete everything we are looking for this Parliament session?
I believe they are attempting to. But it's Iraq. I believe that is the plan right now, based on everything else that we're hearing, to get it done by the end of the month so everything can start on the 1st of July. Now, that doesn't mean it has to wait until the end of the month. They could do it any day, but so it's able to start on the 1st of July. I believe it is a 3-month process that they put out to get the budget done and through everybody. But the first 2 months have already been done. They were doing that. Parliament was already doing it. All they do is send it to the House, get it approved, which could be done in a very short period of time since they've been constantly working on it. And everybody knows what's at stake. So this is different from before. So, yeah, I do believe it'll go through this time.
Okay, for cash back at airports or retail locations, do you know what dinar rates the people of Iraq have on their ATM cards?
No, but that's a good question. If you text it to me, I'll send it to them, but I'm not going to rewrite it. If you text it to me, I will ask them right now.
All right. Tight Wad right. says, I have some people that I am going to gift some dinar and already have gifting letters made up and notary stamp on them. If I wanted to add a few more people to my gifting list, since the taxes have already been paid, there's no need to do the gifting letter and have it notarized, is there? Valid point.
Oh, okay. Ray said valid point.
Look, so the decision is yours, Taiwan.
Look, the gifting letter was really a tracking mechanism or a receipt. If they ask people, where'd you get this? Why'd you get it? Anything. It was a gift to me, if nothing else. And you can show that you gave it to them. Now, it's not tax excuse, but you gave it to them when it was worthless. That's when you should have given it to them, when it was worthless, not after the fact. Okay,
or better yet, for those who haven't made that move, wait until after the fact, but you still won't give it to them, then you'll donate it. Big difference.
Okay.
All right, Tish Marsh says, I think she's Confucius, yeah. One of those Confucius types, because he says, I know you won't disclose what currencies are in the second basket, but can you say if the list has changed since it was given to you?
I don't know. You got to ask Ray. You got the list.
No changes.
No.
We'll go with no changes.
No. There hasn't been any changes on the list since we got it. So, and that's they only have about, we got D7, we got the next 9, I think, and then there's one more group that's in play. But it's going to be more than that. So, no, it hasn't changed that I know of.
Okay, second part of her question. Last call, when Tony was asked when does he think the RV will happen, he said by the 1st of July or something like that. But when you were asked, you replied sooner. Can you elaborate on sooner? Yes, it was what Tony said earlier in his opening statements that covered it. See, so that was pretty easy. Nicole 19 says, my friend says the RV money is tax-free when you get it, but any money you spend from this is now taxable income. Okay, that doesn't even make sense. You can't be taxed an income tax on money you spend. So we're going to nip that in the bud right there. So what you do with your money post-RV, if you put it to work to make money, that will be taxable. But not what you're spending. Would never be an income tax on what you spend. Chicago says, will the meeting with the Kurds being postponed to next week? Oh, okay. Will it slow the RV?
It won't slow the RV because it wasn't planned till after the meeting anyway. It's part of the meeting, and the meeting itself is part of the budget. So until that is finalized, they're not going to put out a budget. Now, I believe they have an agreement. 3 weeks ago, they said they have an agreement. It's going to be the 17%. They just haven't signed off on it. So, again, they're just putting this out here, guys, trying to stretch it out to the end of the month. If there wasn't an agreement in place, they wouldn't be meeting once a week. They'd be scrambling. They'd be seeing committees everywhere. This meeting is supposed to be to sign off on the final agreement. they're just pushing it closer to the end of the month, or it has already been signed, agreed to, and it's part of the budget, and they're just saying that until they make it public by the end of the month. That's probably a better thing for you guys to know. All right.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Peace Be Unto You says, is the RV the Great Reset being announced by Prince Charles?
Not only is Prince Charles announcing it, there are world agencies that are now announcing it. Actually, I started to send it out to you two guys where all agencies are starting to talk about a great or a global reset. But I thought it might be too much for some people. But we are hearing it more and more in the public, just so they can say, we said it, we said it, we said it. But only those who are paying attention actually got it. Matter of fact, I was actually looking at it this morning. I started to send out those two articles, but maybe I will afterwards. All right. Go ahead.
All right. AWN 92 says, have you heard of anything regarding the veterans being able to exchange on the military basis, or is that something that will be released on the RV date?
No, we've talked about that for years, that veterans, some veterans be able to go to finance, or military people be able to go to finance. I think the credit unions on the basis will probably be doing some of the exchanges also. Already had, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, I told you guys that word had went out to some veterans that they could exchange on the base at that time. So I think it'll come out after the RV is announced. I don't know if they'll put any, let me say, news articles out, but I think if you go to the base or the credit unions on base, they will be doing exchanges just because they know military guys will have these currencies. All right,
that's it for the questions on the board. So we'll talk live. 281 area code, you are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing?
Hello there.
Today?
Greetings. I am Fantabulous.
Good morning.
To the nth degree.
Well, good. I have a couple of questions. On one of the, I think it was an article that came out where Iraq has asked the World Bank for financial assistance, and I think Washington said that they would help assist with that. Tony, what's your take on that? I mean, because if they're going to, you know, help them with more money, that's not going to hopefully put a damper on what we're looking for, or delay it, rather, right?
Okay. World Bank said they're going to give them money for the pandemic, for the coronavirus.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The U.S. says, hey, Iraq, once we secure our agreement, part of it is we're still going to back you financially. Two different things. Iraq itself and Iraq Parliament and their finance committee are saying, we don't want to borrow money from the World Bank. We don't want to borrow money from IMF. We don't want to borrow money from anybody to do our budget for our country because it puts us further in debt. And the price that they are charging us for this, for giving up our sovereignty, that's their argument right now, why they don't want to borrow any more money for their budget. They did want to borrow money for the pandemic because that's something different. So, no, it will not affect the RV.
And in your opinion, with the expo that's coming up over there, I know that I talked to Tish about it, and she was telling me that they have these expos every year over there. But with the significance of the IMF and all those people being there, do you think that that's a plus? Especially for what we're looking for, do you think that, because I think this is happening somewhere around the 20, third maybe, or a little bit, maybe a day or two before or after, that this will be happening, do you think that the rate could have changed before that expo happens? Because all of those people are coming in from different countries to Iraq. Oh, well, it's going to be a virtual thing, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, hold on for a minute. Let me call Tish and ask her. Hold on. No, I'm just joking. I'm just messing with you. Yeah, and you know what? It's the 26th. It's the end of the month. Could things already be happening? Could this be an exciting part in the time for them to say, yeah, all that money we promised you guys back in 2014, 2013, we're ready to recommit because you've done what you're doing, and let's get this started on the 1st of July. Sounds like a good plan to me. Sounds like a good time because it's going to come out, and it's right at the end of the month. So, good thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And my last question is, as far as the global reset nuggets that you're saying that you're seeing now being put out around the world, where can we go to, do you know where I can go to look to find that in some of these? Is it on a website that I could go look at some of these areas and see what they're, you know, discussing or talking about as far as that's concerned?
Actually, it was on, I think either it was on my Twitter feed.
Oh,
I think it was
okay.
On my Twitter feed, yeah. So there's a couple of different places talking about the global currency reset. But sometimes I have to dig down deep and go like three levels on Twitter, hit this story to this story to this story, and then it pops up. And I don't know what your feed is like. So then I have to think about, do I send this out or not?
Right. I have Twitter, too, so I'll do a little bit of research and see if I can find some of those articles or at least, you know, the tweets about it and read up on it. Okay, well, let's just hope that we see this thing sooner than later. Those were my questions for today, but we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
404 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your nuggets. Hi there. Hi there. In terms of Iraqi protocols and the like, are we dealing with the type of situation where the prime minister needs to be in Baghdad when all of this transpires? Because he currently is in Mosul. And, of course, this kind of has some historical relevance from the standpoint that this is the time frame when ISIS took over Mosul and the like, and you know, they're currently rebuilding. But does he need to be back in Baghdad, or is that he could do it teleconferencing or whatever? What's the status on that?
First of all, so we'll go through a little bit of history with this. Yeah. You remember, so the short answer is no, he doesn't need to be in Baghdad. But the long answer, since you brought it up, though, is you remember years ago, back when Obama was going to do this, or the Obama administration, and they thought they were ready, and Alawi was over here, whoever it was, and they put up a room in the White House and made it look like he was in Iraq when he was in fact in Washington, D.C. So that can be done anywhere. So he could be anywhere in the world and they can make it look like he's in Iraq. But the other thing is, it's not happening today. So it doesn't matter where he is today.
Right.
Because it's not happening today.
It segues in to my next question to you. And the like, because you were certainly very succinct when you said, yes, it will be this month, but not this week. So you kind of go, okay, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there will be a Friday call. It would be pre-RV. But that leaves 3 weeks in June. And I'm questioning at this point, Mr. Tony and Mr. Ray, are you going to narrow it down? And if so, week of June 15th or week of June 22nd or the half week that is week of June 29th? Which one are you placing your
bet? I can narrow it down. I can narrow it down to this. Somewhere between June the 15th and June the 30th. We're going to see it.
And knowing Iraq, it's going to be June 30th at 11 p.m., 59 minutes, Iraqi time. That's what it's going to be. But fine enough. Mr. Ray?
Oh, well, you know, I said sooner on Monday, so I just have to... that's as far as I can go.
And so we'll be saying Oklahoma from this point on, and the like, whenever we're wanting to know the definition of sooner. Okay. Whenever this happens, 10 days from that, be it the latter part of June, if they decide to do it sooner than the end of June, or if they're going to the end of June, we know it gets into July, that's when our TNT, Super Fantastic-er, Pay It Forward Project will be. And I appreciate your continuing adding little nuggets for us to go dig up. We appreciate it. I think that does it for me for today. Talk to you on Friday, obviously. Okay. Take
thank
care.
You.
Have a great one.
All
right. Hold on for a minute, Ray, before we go to the next one.
Okay.
First, I want to understand that the meeting that she was talking about before with the IMF, the World Bank, everybody coming on, is on the 26th of June. So think about that. So that's all I'm going to say about that part. Now, I have three things on the internet to send you guys out. And actually, Tish made me find it, so it wasn't. She sent me a third one. But there's something else that says the perfect storm for a global currency reset. It's an article that I have here in that I'm going to send you guys. The second one says the Davos Group announces world government to force a great reset. So those are actually two links that I have. And Tish just sent me a third one, the World Economic Forum, which talks about the Great Reset. So those are three different things. They're all on YouTube. So there's things that you guys can look at and see. But I'll try and send them out to you after the call if you guys are really interested in seeing that. But they are definitely putting more and more stuff out and making it public about the reset. All right. What's next, Ray?
All right. Next tip. 313 area code. You are on.
Hi. How you doing? How you doing today?
Hi there. Hello. All right.
And
super fantastic.
Great. I love hearing that. I truly do. I was calling because I wanted to know, by me not being on the board and not able to go into the forum, will I be able to get the 800 number from you guys?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have
everyone
one other
will.
Question.
We're going to post it in our Twitter. We're going to have a special call. We're going to record the call. So you'll be able to get it. No question.
Okay, perfect. And then I have one other question that I set, and I have it wrote down, but I have too many wrote down, but that was more priority. But, can you tell me what, as far as with the a contract rate, would a 2 million song be a return for?
Okay.
$2 million. That's all?
No, that's not all, but then I can calculate it from
go
that.
Ahead.
I didn't want to put the whole number out there, but I can calculate it.
I was just messing with you. Go ahead, Tony.
The contract rate for the dong is $2.20. So, again, the rate should be 47 or somewhere in there. The contract rate should be 220. And we have one particular bank that has said they're going to go as high as $8. I'm sure, again, got to be based on how much you have. But anyway, they say it's not. We'll see what happens. So if I were you, and I was trying to do my math right now, based on what I had, I would probably go with the 220 rate.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much. I truly appreciate both of you and continue the good work.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All righty, thank you. 727, area code, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm working, so that's a good thing. And
okay.
Just hauled 10,000 gallons. I'm going to get 10,000 more. And so that's a good sign. And so this comes at a perfect time. Tony, first question. Are they still riding in Baghdad or no?
I didn't hear about any riots today. This morning, there's no articles out about it. Nothing about meeting in the square. And I think, again, they made the mistake of announcing 3 months, and they quickly jumped on it to say, hey, we'll have it done by the end of the month. So I think if they don't have it by the end of the month, we'll see them back out there.
Okay, Sam, they're going to be content then to wait and not be continually to show their presence up until that time.
Well, because the government is moving, this government is moving, because they're putting out articles every day, because they're being transparent, because they're saying we're going to complete all the reforms that the citizens asked for, because they're demanding themselves that the law be changed for the election and the parliament vote on it. So they're saying and doing the right things right now. There's nothing to argue about. It's only when they come out and say, hey, we got to delay this or do that, that the people have a reaction for the right reason. We're not going for that anymore. So right now, you know, the crowd's on standby. Hey, they're doing everything. They said they're going to go after Halabusi. They said they're going to go after Maliki. They said that they're stopping all the corruption, but shutting down the auctions. I mean, they've already said they've identified the banks. They're putting the information out. So there's really nothing to argue with until they don't do it.
Right, right. So basically the clock is ticking until the end of the month. 2.5, 3 weeks, and they're going to be out of time as far as that goes. So with respect to what you see happening after the immediate announcement, I remember years ago when you said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call and make my appointment, and then I'll get on the phone and I'll tell you guys. And I couldn't really find fault with that. If the shoe was on the other foot, I have a tendency to figure that I might react exactly the same way. So I guess in looking at it from your perspective, after you've got your business taken care of, what sort of time frame do you think it'll take for you to get a hold of us and us be able to have a conversation about what you think is going to be transpiring for us?
Okay. So this is what's going to happen. Everybody know. We're going to get an email, a phone call, well, which we've already gotten. I said, hey, they're going to send you guys the numbers, which we didn't get. Even though we did get a phone call, we didn't get the numbers. Okay. So, and whatever happened, happened. So we're going to get a heads up, just like we did last time. And let me just say this since you just said that part. He says, They are not on standby, no restrictions. They're having a meeting today. So that's the banks. So we'll get to that point. So when they give us that again, there you guys be looking, because that's what they did. Be looking, just watch the email, can't tell you exactly when. And then it comes out. We're going to read it and see what they say. Hey, this is happening this time. And, you know, I don't think they're going to give it to us during the day. Well, I know they're not, because they don't want everybody running to the bank trying to buy it before 4 o'clock, before the market's closed or anything like that. So I don't see us getting it at that time. But anyway, we're going to read it, follow it, going to walk through it. That's what I plan on doing, walking through it. Hopefully they gave me a site that, you know, I can go to and look at it. And I don't think they'll give it to us until they're actually ready for us to put it out. Because once we have it, and they got those other gurus, I mean, they're going to start passing out to whoever they want to go to anyway. So I got to go rebuild a site. We're going to create another page to put as much information we can on the site itself. So we can tell you guys, go look for our site after the call. If they give me a site, I can just tweet it out, which is what I really want to do. I tell all you guys, go to their site, which can handle it better, which should give you all the information in your area that you need. But I'm going to look at it so we can do a call, so we can tell you anything we feel you need to know. Because I'm going to call my bank guys when I get it and say, okay, we're live. Now tell me everything you couldn't tell me. Because I need to know that right now. Everything you couldn't tell me, you can tell me because we're live. Let's go over the whole procedure. Let's go over the rates, do all that. We'll do a call, and I'll try and give you the best I can to work with as you go out there. I will not, even though I said it, it's probably cool, wait until my appointment, because my appointment probably won't be for days, because everything that I got to go through with my NDA, and I'm actually supposed to be in front of some people before I do it, but we'll see what happens. So even though I would love to go to the bank first, I just don't think that'll work.
Right. So I guess my final comment would be that the strategy is, since we don't know what the opening rate is going to be, that if we go in looking for the contract, we would go in as soon as we could looking for the contract rate. And if the contract rate isn't offered or isn't available, if we're told that, then we pick up our cookies and we go home, waiting at least a period of days to let the rate go up before we would exchange. Does that sound like a reasonable strategy?
Okay. So let's do the numbers so everybody can understand. All right, the rate comes out and it's $3.61. And I say, nope, I want the contract rate. And they say, there is no contract rate. And I'm not going to say, hey, you're a lie, even though I know you're a lie. But there's a contract rate. I'm in there. I say, okay, then what's the highest rate I can get? And they say, well, the highest rate you can get is 361. And I say, well, if that's the rate, and that's the highest rate you're going to give me, then I'm not in any hurry to do it today. I can do that tomorrow. I can do it the next week, because that's still going to be the rate. So you know what I'll do? Let me go turn in this $1,000 note, whatever it is. I'll just do that at the counter. Give me a couple $1,000, and I'll make me another appointment, or I'll go to another bank and see what their rate is. If it changes. Because what I do know is, Mr. Banker, I've been doing this for 10 years, 15 years. I know the history of it, and I know that Ray Wren told me it's greater later. You notice I said Ray Rand, not Tony. That might get you
something. That's right. That's right.
You know, you say, Ray Rand told me it's greater later, so I'm going to wait and see what happens with 4X. Because it's not going to go down tomorrow. I promise you that. An announcement's made. And then I'll wait 10 to 12 days as it goes up. If it's like our committee member said, that they have thresholds every day and they're going to stop trading when they reach that, that's good. Because I'll see whether it's the first day, the second day, third day. By that time, I know what they're doing every day. And now I'm up.
Sure.
There's a bunch of strategy to this. But, yes, I will wait until it gets up to, I think it's going to be $12. I can say yes or no. But I can go to the next bank and do the same thing. But what I'm not doing, is giving you my currency for $3.61. That's not going to happen. Now, that's me and you. I know people I know personally, sit down at their table, eat dinner. Tell me, Tony, as soon as that bell rings, I don't care if it's $2, I'm going to exchange all this. And I'm having the same conversation I'm having with you. But that's what they're going to go do. And
now, those are your friends.
They're going to go do that, too. So those are the people they want. Okay. That's what we know. First mouse, second mouse, third mouse, right? Don't we know that?
Yeah.
Known that for years.
Ray, are you suggesting your friends might approach it a bit differently?
Oh, yeah, my friends are entirely different.
All right.
Now,
Walt,
another thing to think of, Walt, on that strategy, because, see, we're just addressing dinar. Now, think about this. This is what I'm considering. I have dong. Well, the dong is going to be the same every day of the week as far as I'm concerned. So that when I can't get the contract rate on the dinar, then I'm going to exchange the dong and go buy some more dinar at the 361 rate because I'm looking for it to go up to $9, $10, $12.
Sure.
So I'll put that dong money to work or the rupiah money or the Afghani money or the real money or even the Zim money if you're fortunate enough to get any.
Right. Yeah, that's a valid point for sure.
Because none of those are going anywhere from what I see and understand. The dinar, we look for that one to climb. So I'm going to leverage these other currencies on the dinar at the new rate. And no, in for anyone thinks it's not double dipping, it's not any kind of dipping. It's buying the currency at the new rate of 361, 3, whatever it is, anticipating it to climb up a little higher.
Sure.
So give that some thought.
Excellent.
That's what my friends are doing.
Yes, I will. Well, I consider both of you my friends. I have friends like both of you, your friends. So
yes, sir.
I think that's wonderful. Fellas, have a great day, and I look forward to the Friday call, and I look forward, period. Have a great day.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, you're back.
All righty. 610 area code, you're on. It's G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Good afternoon.
All right, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen, and it's another Dynamite Day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Yes, sir. Thank you
very
much. All
right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
You're very welcome.
Let's see. Okay. 732 area code. You are on. All right, we'll go to 843 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Got a question. If you get the higher rates on like a humanitarian project or anything like that, what kind of percentage of your money are they going to want you to invest in that humanitarian project?
I don't know. That's where your negotiation comes in at. The more you invest in it, the higher rate they're going to give you for the longer period of time.
Okay, I didn't know if there was like a minimum and you're going to end up with coming up with less than the 360, you know, as an R or whatever. So, okay, I appreciate the answer.
There is. Let me see. Remember we asked that question last time. What do you have to, how much do you have to put in? And he said that any amount of $5 million or more gets you the contract rate.
Okay.
What did he say? Oh, okay.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
954 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, really good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. And I did involve in invest for humanitarian project. And I've been listening to you, my brother, since 2005 for 15 years. I think I'm a part of the family. I want to do it right, the Ethiopian way. Please, after sending you five emails, two texts, and call you last Monday, can you please send me the link for the webinar? My computer broke down. I have to use my friend's computer now, so I cannot keep watching on the computer to see when the email is coming. So I have the computer today. Can you please send the link for me so I can get the info to give away the right way? Thank you.
Okay. Do this. Email me today and put in the subject line, talk to you on the call. That way I won't miss that one.
Right.
I know you sent
out
the other ones, but they just got caught up with a lot of other ones that I probably overlooked or didn't get. But I'll be looking for yours after the call. But put in the subject line, we talked on the call today, Utopian Way. Put that in the subject line. I'll see that, and I'll remember that's you. We'll go ahead and make sure we get
that. I'm going to use my friend's computer to send to you immediately. So I have the computer for today, so I can get it. Thank you.
All right. And so I'll be sending it back to his computer. Well, I'll be sending it to your email address, and then you go wherever you need to.
Yes, my email address. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the blessing.
Sounds good.
Blessing 1369.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. 909 area code. You are on. 909-864, wake up. Okay, we'll go to Well, that one fell out too. That one fell out. A lot of folks dropping off like flies here. 281. You would be the next one.
Hello, hello. How are you all doing?
And,
not
and
that 281.
281. To the nth degree.
You don't leave you. You don't want to hear from me, that's all.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray.
Hey, sir. How are you?
What's
okay,
going on,
man.
You guys?
Man, okay, he's on here with me
today.
To the
nth
degree.
That's right. Okay. To the nth degree.
That's right.
Tony's going to get me. Tony, what did you mean when you was talking about the global reset?
Girl, I meant, you know what? I love you to death, but I am truly, truly sorry for your husband.
I told her you don't want to repeat stuff all the time. She's like, all right, you're going to be okay. I said, don't ask nobody to go to
me. I told her not to ask Mr. Ray.
She's like, all right, he's going to be okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have.
It's going to be
articles.
Lovely when you meet me.
I know it is. I got three articles about the global currency reset that I said I was going to send out to you guys after the call. So anybody who wants to read them can read them. Different agencies and events are now talking about the global reset.
Okay, you're going to get me when I ask this question. Why you say it's good for us that the people getting paid over there?
Why did I say it's good for us if they're getting paid?
Yeah. I'm paraphrasing it.
I'm going to say, was this like 3-4 months ago?
I guess. I'm just wondering, why would it be good for us that they are getting paid over there? Is that because it's moving forward in our favor?
You probably meant people getting paid, period. People that were already getting exchanged. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it means it's closer to us. And I mean, like here, like our guy who got paid, got the $3 million, got that, because if they're doing that, that's closer to us seeing what we want. If they're having money on their cards, which I did, just did send me the question. I sent it over there, guys. So I'm waiting to see what rate they have on their cards right now. But anytime there is a change over there, it's good for us. Because it's closer to us. We want to see things continuously moving. Okay.
Yeah, my friend's son is over there, but I emailed him a couple of times, but he hasn't emailed me back, so I could ask him, because I know he had some over there, and he's working over there, and he hadn't emailed me back, though, so I'm waiting on that. My last question is, if that's the only way that the terrorist tax can be done for July the 1st is for them to change the rate, correct?
That's the only way people can afford to pay it, right? It's all part of the budget, and it was the plan to be put in there to be implemented. So, yes. And again, remember this, the tariffs and the taxes was supposed to go the 1st of June, but it didn't. Why not? Because the budget didn't go the 1st of June. So they knew that May, so they moved it to July. If something happens that doesn't go, they're going to move it to August because it's part of the budget.
Okay, that was my next question. I got you. I understand what you're saying because there's no – but they need that import to come in, right? For them to live, right, and make money.
Yeah, they need to import export because they're trying to diversify their country. Now, in order to do that, they want to change the rates. So what happens? Imports become more expensive, so people will buy things that are made in Iraq. So they'll start buying their own, which would take their economy up. So that's exactly what they want. Then only the people with money will buy the imported stuff, just like here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else will buy made in Iraq, fruits, vegetables from their own gardeners, from their own manufacturers that will thrive, make their in-country businesses start to thrive and grow and give them another way for their economy to grow. That's what they're trying to do.
Right. Now, like when I was over there working, they used to have like a fest once a month, and they would let the people come on the fob, or, you know, we call it post here, and they would let them come in and sell what they have in their cities. And that's how they made money then, but it was very cheap to buy. And I used to buy rugs and different things that they had made, and I would send them back home. So I got what you're saying now.
Well, and they're still doing that today. The only problem is if they can raise the price of imports, then they can raise the price of their own goods and they can sell more of them and be making money themselves instead of relying on their state check, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what
they're
trying to
do. Just,
okay.
It was, just say if you get you exchange and just say just a hypothetical number. Just say if you, a person exchange and he gets $50 million in cash. How much of that? What percentage of that would you put into your trust?
Oh, I ain't put none into my trust. I'm putting mine in the casino. But anyway, Ray will tell
you. Yeah. Tony going to make those casinos open the door right now.
Well, first you must understand the reason and concept of trust. And when you fully understand the reason and the concept of trust and what it represents, your only answer would be all of it.
I believe that.
With the exception,
why she believe that? And more important question, I thought Ray was going to answer: what's the purpose of your trust? Why are you going to take every dime you have and put in that trust?
Okay, let me do the exception first, and then I'll come back to that. Because the exception.
Wait, I was asking them though.
I was thinking of. I mean, after the houses and my working foundation and different things like that, but then I still got a lump sum of cash in the bank. How much of my lump sum of cash in the bank should I put in the trust?
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
All right. Now there's a rule of thumb that you haven't identified with yet. And one of the richest men has been quoted saying this: own nothing, control everything. If you have money in the bank in your name, you own that money. So you're going to learn and understand the concept of not owning, but being in control, in charge of. Now, I said all of it would go into trust with the exception of anything that you want to do personal. Tony talked about going to the casino. So he says, I'm going to go to the casino and blow $1 million. So that $1 million won't go into trust, but the other $99 million will. I'm going to give each one of my children $2 million from the RV, and you have 5 children. So that's $10 million that does not go into the trust because you plan to give $2 million each to your children. Hopefully, you plan to do it the utopian way, but you plan to do it one way or the other. And no matter which way you're going to do it, that $10 million won't go into the trust that you are going to live out of and control. But everything else is going in that trust because you don't want to be owning anything. You just want to be in charge of it. You guys think back to the television show Magnum P.I. Everyone remember that? Or maybe some of you might be too young. But he drove that red Ferrari like it was his, didn't he?
But it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't. But as far as he drove it like it was his, took it anywhere he wanted to take it, even places where he got shot at, riding in that red Ferrari, trying to get away. So he could do anything he wanted to do with that red car, but it was not his car. And then the house. Who ran the house? Higgins. Higgins and Zeus and Apollo. Remember those two Dobermans? They ran
right.
that house, but they didn't own it. Who owned the Ferrari? Robin Masters. Who owned the house? Robin Masters. Well, who the heck was Robin Masters? We'll stop there with this educational segment. I'll leave that up for you all to do research and find out who was Robin Masters. And who on this call would buy a $200,000, $300,000 automobile and let somebody else drive it and never check in on them to see what they're doing? Could Magnum P.I. television show been teaching us back then about ownership versus control, and it went right over our heads?
I know about that one.
Stop laughing at us, Ray.
Well, I'm laughing
at all y'all old people because I don't know what y'all talking about.
That just was in the 70s, Tony.
You were
back doing the Brady Bunch and all that stuff.
You was looking at it too, but thank you, Mr. Tony and Mr. Ray. We appreciate it. Mr.
All
Ray,
right,
you'll be seeing
you.
Something from me Friday. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks. 330 area code, you are on. 330.
Happy Wednesday, gentlemen. How you guys
hey,
doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, sir.
I love that analogy you used of the Magnum PI. I mean, for guys in our age range, we totally get what that means.
Yes,
so that was cool. And you too, Tony.
All right.
I got a couple things I wanted to share with you guys, and then I had a question or two. But one of the things is I got my dinar originally through Exchange of America, okay? And when I did it, I did a COD, and it wasn't that long ago, really, because my brother recently got me in. Well, I noticed the last month or so, they don't even have the dinar available, and they haven't since a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. And then when I called them and talked to them, they would not do a COD any longer, okay? They said that, well, it'd only be you could do a cashier's check, but we need your money right away. So that there ought to tell you something. But then I informed him that I purchased it and kind of gave light to that he's like, well, you can do it, but we don't recommend it. Because until you actually get that in hand and give them that money, whether it's a cashier's check or whatever it is in hand, that currency isn't going to be the same rate. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I don't know. But
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So basically they pulled it off, and I can't get dinar anywhere. So what I did is I called around my local banks, and I'm in the Buckeye region. So I don't have any. I have, like, Chases around and Keys around. Well, my bank I bank with, and I can say it's Key, and there's nothing bad I'm going to say about this, but I just called them up. I said, hey, you guys do this. Well, none of them do the dinar, right? And I know you'd been talking about the dong, so I'm thinking about it and looking into it, and I decided, all right, I'm going to go heavy on this. So I finally got a hold of my local bank, and this is for everybody out there. You can get a hold of your local bank. I know, like, Chase in my area, I can call them if I had a Chase account. They would exchange at face value, okay? But what I did actually was I got it through my bank, through other bank, through Key, and what I did over the phone, they actually ordered it, and this was literally yesterday, right? So I ordered it yesterday. They didn't really know what I was talking about, but they figured out because they don't do that much. They ordered the dong for me with me on the phone, and I'm going to pick it up Thursday or Friday. I don't know which yet. So you're able to do that, like, through your local banks. Just call and check out and try it. And talk to somebody about it, because they might not even know what they're doing at the smaller banks like that, but they can do them currencies like the dinar, or not like the dong, not the dinar. I haven't found one that will do that. So, okay, with that, my question. So now that I couldn't obtain more dinar, and I know you've been saying buy dong, right? Tony?
Yep.
So I went and got
yep.
me some dong, and I'm dong heavy, all right? That don't sound right, but I'm dong heavy, right? And not so much dinar.
Okay.
You know, I was going to ask you, the bank that was doing the higher rate of return on the dong, is it the same bank that's talking about doing the different rates on the dinar?
Okay, Ray.
Okay, gotcha.
There's noise in the background. Okay, all right. So listen, first of all, so everybody knows, you're new to this, but Chase Bank and Wells Fargo both sell dong. And yes, you can walk in the bank and you can order it, or you can order it online. You don't have to. They take the money right out of your account. That has been that way. And they usually tell you it takes 2 days and you'll get it.
Yes.
They've been telling people that it'll take 5 to 7 days to get it because of Corona and lockdown. But you still get it in 2 days. Because everybody knows still getting it in 2 days. But they put that delay in there. So there is a so that has always been, and I'm glad you found that out. As far as getting the dong, as far as getting the dinar, now, years ago, because I want to go through history with you guys, Wells Fargo sold the dinar. Bank of America sold the dinar. And a bunch of others actually sold the dinar. Then they stopped because of what was going on. We're going to do this. We're not going to do this. Whatever. They got put on the eighth. OFAC list, everything else, history you guys don't know about. But today, right at this very, very moment, if you live around a Citibank, you can walk in the bank and buy dinar. Still going to take them 2 days to get it to you, but they still sell dinar. Or if you have an account, you call them and do the same thing. And order your dinar. That is a bank that still sells it right to this day. As a matter of fact, if you ever get to be real good friends with Ray, because that's the only people he's giving it out to, he has a list of about 70 banks here in the U.S. that sell dinar right today. So you can, in fact, still get it. Now, I didn't know whatever it is, America Play Currency Place, didn't have it. I know they sent out emails to me trying to buy my dinar and wanting to pay me $900 for it. Why? So they could resell it to somebody else because maybe they're out. I don't know about
yeah.
that part. Okay? But that's what yeah. I would do if I was really looking for it. Call around to the other banks or everybody just call Ray and say, which one can I go to in my state? Because I'm sure
oh,
there's
yeah.
one there. Okay. So,
for sure.
Yeah, right.
What state are
well,
you
I
in?
Think
I'm
I
just curious.
I'm in the Buckeye State, Ohio.
Well, he don't know what that is. Everybody not
Ohio.
From the hills of Zanesville.
Hey, man, it's Buckeye Nation. Come on now. I know you know who the Buckeyes are.
No, he don't either. I only know because my wife is from there. What do you think? Everybody know about Ohio?
Well, happy he's good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No.
Everybody like a buck?
Ray.
What? What the hell is a Buckeye?
Don't eat them.
I was going to say, I know about the Buckeye balls.
Yeah.
What about the Millensburg. Are you close to Millensburg?
No, I'm northeastern Ohio, but I'm like pretty, I think we're so close right now. I don't know if I'm going to have the ability to get more dinar. That's why I went with the dong. And it's kind of interesting. It was the way it happened. it's a really cool story. I'll just real quick share. I actually got up that morning. I'd been praying about it, right? I'm like, do I do this? And I know Tony's been saying it, but I knew everything was hinged on the dinar. So what do? I get up. You guys got your phone apps that your trading accounts are on it. And I opened my trade account, and I'd already done the math, and I knew exactly how much it took to get what I needed to get. When I opened my trade account, I happened to be at a peak where it was at in the day, and that peak was the exact number minus 15 cents. I think it might have been 15 cents off of what I needed to purchase the amount of dong that I had planned to go purchase that day. So that was kind of interesting. It was like, because I was praying about it, wanting to know if I should do it or not, and it was like a lot of other things that went into play, but it was really cool how it worked out. So, and
okay.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, so it was crazy, and just I just couldn't believe.
But let me tell you why I did that. Okay, so everybody,
yes, sir.
People always question the dinar. Is it real? Can that really happen? It's not a viable currency. People tell them that all the time. So to ease people's fears, I say go get the dong, because it is a tradable currency right now. Is on Forex. There are rates for it, everything else. And worst case scenario, if you try to take it back right now, they're going to charge you about 10 bucks. So you're gambling,
yeah,
10 bucks on a half a million, 20 bucks on $1 million. If Tony's right, I gambled 20
right.
bucks to get a million. I mean, how can you beat
part.
That opportunity? I mean, you can't.
Amen.
So plus the numbers, if I'm spending $1,000, and we've gone over the returns a number of times here, it's better. I'm going to get more for the dong than I get for the dinar, period. $1,000.
Yep.
Even at the contract rate, I'm going to get more for the dong. Anyway, that's why I keep telling people, go get dong, okay?
Yeah, it just worked out cool. So, like, and one thing, remember, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but wasn't we supposed to find out like 10 days before they put it public? Or is that not true?
Like, no, they're supposed to. Well, I don't know how everyone to put it. They want us to, the exchange, the internet group, for the first 10 days. And then, yes, they're going to make it largely public to everybody else. Now, it will be public because anybody who can look for it can go get it. But as far
okay.
as making an announcements or things like that, or looking for a different way to exchange the public, not really make all appointments through the 800 numbers and that. They're trying to get us that know through first. That's basically it.
That's cool. And for everybody else, like, I've been putting down, like, when I listen to the calls, and then, like, I'll go back on my laptop, I can actually pause or rewind. I can't do it on my phone. But, like, I'll timestamp something. That way I can go back and listen to it over and over until I get it in my head because what you guys say, you know. And it seems to help me. That might help other people listen. And then the other thing would be that the question about the dong and the dinar, the dong at the high contract rate of 8, is the same bank, is that the same bank that's offering the different variation on the dinar contract rate?
Yep,
or is
same
it
bank. Same
okay.
bank.
That is so cool. All right, man. Sounds good. Because, like, say, you know, the $50 million or whatever it was that would give you the availability to get into the higher contract rate for the dinar, does that
yeah.
mean it has to be dinar $50 million currency, or could it be a combination of? Or I'm sorry, $5 million.
Oh, you know what? No, I did send that back again because I know I said I was going to ask, and I didn't.
That's
but
fine.
I just texted to him again, waiting for an answer.
Uh-huh.
So I said
okay.
$5 million US or dinar or each currency. What does $5 million mean?
You're right.
All right.
Okay, cool. But I'm super
all
excited,
right,
guys.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the call. Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
I think 20 is a hot number. So, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Duly noted.
All right, you guys.
Thank you, sir.
If you ever
want to make a prediction and 100% feel good about it, you can always say for the call starts. Tony might not be right, but he ain't never wrong.
Amen.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. All right, you guys have a great day, man. Thank you.
Right.
619 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Good morning, Ray. How you guys doing?
Good afternoon. I'm fantastic, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself.
Right on. Hey, doing well. I got a couple more questions for you, if you will. Tony, on the humanitarian project, the way you write it up, is there anything specific that needs to be written to state, like you're providing jobs and things of that nature in that humanitarian project?
Well, yeah,
any
I think that's what they would be looking for. I haven't done one, guys. I don't have a business plan for a project, but yours is going to be what yours is. I mean, I'm going to employ 50 people. I'm going to give away 5 houses a month for 10 months, helping families do this. Just whatever your plan is, because there's no criteria to a humanitarian project saying, you know, I got to supply 100 jobs or, you know, I got to feed 1,000 people a week. It's whatever your project is, however you want to write it out, I think, and how long of a period. They're going to look at it, see if it makes sense. And I don't know how, because I keep saying, I don't know how that guy can tell me, you know, if my project makes sense or not. But even more important than that, he's going to look at it, and he has to have a sense that you can complete your project. Not with the money, but you as an individual can run this type of business, this operation, you know, and actually make it happen, not just say this is what you want to happen. So it's a lot of criteria in there, again, age, everything else, not just the project. Unless, of course, you pick one of their projects, because then they have to qualify themselves.
The one with the bank, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, sounds good. With regards to Ray, earlier you mentioned about, you know, the gift letters and then and or make a donation. Could you elaborate on that one a little bit on how you would go about making a donation but still avoiding the gift tax per person in that scenario?
Well, the only way you can make a donation is to give to a charity. So you will teach your family members how to establish their own private charitable family foundation, and then you would donate to that foundation accordingly.
Okay.
It being a recognized charity, you'll get the tax write-off donating to charity.
Yeah, I get that. But as far as to an individual, that's not to an individual.
You're not giving it to an individual.
Charity, so.
You're going to teach your family members how to create their own foundation, and then you donate to the foundation.
Okay. But Ray, he doesn't want to do that. He wants to know what's the best way to give it to an individual.
There is no best way to give anything to anybody. So that's why you shouldn't be doing it. If you want to do the best way, you either, the utopian way, create a foundation, let them be in charge of it, or the next best way is to create an entity and put them in charge of it. Anything else is financial disaster. Look at
okay,
all the people
so
that
let's
have
let's
been given
this,
money before.
Quick.
Look what they did with it.
Ray, you're saying this to me then. You're saying that the gift letter that we created to give to an individual now, I don't care about a charity. I don't care about nothing else. Save my brother, okay? That's all I'm talking about. We created the gift letter to gift them dong today at today's value. That's not a good way to do it? So that we then, they don't have to pay the taxes of that, so to speak, because it's valuable.
And that's not the best way to do
right?
it. That's not the best way to do it, no. Because look at the negatives that come from that. So all you're thinking about is the taxes. So you gave them something, you gave them some currency, Now they go and exchange it. It's tax-free, so there's no income tax. But
right.
Now who owns it? They own it.
He does.
Whoever you gave it to. That's theirs. That's
right.
Their money. Now, you might
right.
think you're going to go to them afterwards and say, okay, now, guys, let's put this in a trust. Oh, wait a minute. This is my money. You don't tell me what to do with it. You gave it to me. I'm going to do what I want to do with it. What does the average person do with money when somebody gives it to them? The wrong thing. When are they willing to listen? When it's too late. So you have the power to do something about that in advance. That's why I said it's
okay.
The best way, because now you get to, you put it in an entity and let them be in charge of it. And then teach them or share with them where the education is to learn how to live in that entity as a controller and not an owner, as an employee receiving salary and benefits for working in the entity, not at the factory, but for that entity. Now, this is a paradigm shift for a lot of people. But when you ask the best ways, now, this is where I take you. Now, when you want to know the shortest way, just give it to them. That's the shortcut, and that's what some of you are probably still going to take because you don't want to hassle with all the things that I'm telling you. But when you know better, you can do better. But when you don't know better, you can't do any better. Now, when you ask me questions, it might be something you hadn't bargained for. Because I'm going to tell you enough if you keep asking me where I'm going to take away all your excuses for failing and for your family members to fail. So you won't be able to say later, oh, I didn't know. If I had known just giving you this money was going to do this to you, I wouldn't have done it. Well, I'm up here telling people every day on these calls. You have three ways that you can give something to somebody. A, just flat out give it to them. Let the chips fall where they may. Most of us do that because that's all we ever knew. Just give it to somebody. Now, B, you're learning about control versus ownership. That's a paradigm shift in and of itself. And then C, control versus ownership through a charitable organization. That's icing on the cake. Because now
okay.
whatever money you were going to give them anyway, you've now taught them how to have a charitable organization. So now the money that you were going to give to them, you now donate to the organization that they have been taught how to run. That's a win-win-win-win situation.
All right.
That takes time,
wonderful.
Though. That's not an overnight success. So now you have to decide how much do you love that person. You go through the extra steps. And plus, you're getting a tremendous tax write-off. Just look at this for a second. You have $1 million. You want to give to somebody. So you do the gift tax, give it to them, etc. Or you could hold on to that dinar, let it revalue at $4. Now you've helped them put their foundation together. And then you donate 1 million dinar to their foundation at $4. How much money is that? That's a $4 million tax write-off that you have to use, and you have 9 years to use it. So now you've made $1 million, and your tax base is 40%. That means $400,000 of your million is going to be taxed. But you gave away $4 million, so you have a $4 million write-off to apply against your $1 million income. Now you are going to be limited to 50%. Of your adjusted gross income. So the most you could write off that year would be $500,000. So of the $4 million that you gave to your brother, you now have a $500,000 tax write-off that you can use against the $1 million income that you earned this year. And then next year, if you earn another $1 million, you'll have another $500,000 tax write-off until you use up that $4 million. It could take you 5 or 6 years into the future.
That
now, you tell me which way is better. Just give it to them or go through all this stuff I just said.
Man, as long as you, I just give them $15,000 a year.
I'm with you, Tony. Go smoke a cigar, drink a margarita, and go to a football game.
That's right.
Well, that's the difference between the best of us and the rest of us. So we can whosoever will.
Yeah. Hey Tony, okay. I went by your Raiders new home the other day.
How's it looking, man? First class place.
Good luck. Good luck with that, buddy.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir. All right, that took us to the bottom half of the hour, sir.
Okay.
I guess it's
is
wrap-up time.
Is there a 415 number? Do you see a 415 number? Because I told them to call in because they had some questions. They didn't call in?
Okay. Yeah, I do see one down at the bottom of the heap.
All right, go to it. Let me see that now.
Next time, tell them to call
510.
In earlier.
No, I meant 510. 510.
All right. Sorry, 415. You just got disavowed. No, 510 is not on this board. Nope. No,
okay.
510.
All right.
Let me scan
okay,
it one
guys.
More time to make sure. 1 second. Where all these other numbers come from? Okay.
Sorry.
510, right?
510, 510, yeah. That's okay. If they were there, they would have said it by now. That's all right. All right, guys. Things are going good. They had a meeting today. It is over with. Again, they put out that they haven't scheduled next week, just that it's going to be next week is all that we know. We do know the banks are not on standby. They're not restricted. They're not on high alert. But they do have a time frame when they're being told they're going to go. And they are having some meetings today, probably tomorrow. And just so you know, I am still waiting for Texas to get back to me. Everybody else has, and Washington's excited, New York's excited, Florida's excited. They're all hearing something again about this month, and we like that part. But we're still waiting on Texas. Wait, Texas, Chicago, Wisconsin. But we'll get them all. It is going. All you need to know is we're getting down to it. And if you're smart about it, you're doing what our friend came on and said, if you can, buy more dogs. $50, $500,000 makes a difference. It'll change your life, I'm telling you. All right, Ray. I'm going to do what everybody else should be doing, enjoying the rest of my day. You guys do yours. I will send those three articles out throughout time, not all at one time, so you guys will be able to see them. But I'm enjoying the rest of my day. You guys try and do the same, and we'll talk to you Friday, if not sooner. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll return Friday at our regularly scheduled time. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Promise that he made.
blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday.